through that entire track, which of course Vibration White Finger Off, Let's Get Familiar. The band themselves were actually discussing the musical styles of 100 Reasons. Now, are they an inspiration to you guys, or what's going on here?
Not to me, they're good though.
Yeah, not specifically an inspiration, but I definitely admire their work.
A good fan of 100 Reasons, but that's not why you're here. Take that over there. Vibration, I played that track off their CD, Kung Fu Zoom. Now, I'd like to say I picked it because it's the one I like the best.
That tune was called Sure Enough.
Was it? Did I play the wrong one?
Not to worry. It's all good.
It's the better.
Sure enough. The thing is, I'll tell you the truth, I was upstairs and I was queuing them up, and that was the one I intended to play. We'll play that one later. We're going to play another single from them later. So, interesting name, Vibration White Finger. I was reading up on your webpage. Little unfortunate incident with it being some sort of... is it an ailment? Or?
Yeah, it's an ailment. If you use kind of pneumatic drills or anything that vibrates, you can get this condition in your finger, most usually. So,
but what I like about the bottom, you've put some links to people who are perhaps suffering from this. So
we ain't
very compassionate musicians here.
No, we just didn't want to cause any grief, basically. It's just a name that we thought sounded quite cool.
That's fair.
For a funk band.
Yeah, my dad is actually a stonemason, and when I told him the name of the band, he was quite cynical about it.
Was he?
Yeah, I had to explain it was just a tongue-in-cheek and no offence intended.
No offence intended. I should point out, sorry, this is BBC Radio Wales. Hello, Jamie Dunbar, covering for Kevin Hughes. And it's a little feature we like to call Homegrown, because it's homegrown. And the reason is because you at least met in Wales.
Yep.
So whereabouts did you three meet?
Well, the three of us met in Aberystwyth, because Joe joined the band later, started drumming with us, when was it, about 3 months ago, 4 months ago?
Yeah, the beginning of January.
Before that, the rest of the band were all students up in Aberystwyth University, and we spent many a long hour practising and perfecting our technique there.
But you've moved down to Cardiff now, so you're based in the capital city.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Recent gigs coming up, where can people catch you?
We've got one on the 14th, next Tuesday, supporting a band called Brassic. That's at Sam's Bar. It'll be on about, I think, about 9:30, 9:45.
Free entry, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it is. It's free. So, yeah, get down there then. And then back in Aberystwyth, we've got Arts Centre on the 31st of May. Then on the 1st, we're in the Cooper's Arms. And then we're back in Barfly on the 19th, supporting the Bees.
It's fantastic. He's got this written down on an envelope. I know you can't see it.
We don't know how much radio time we're going to get. So.
Another thing on your website that I found quite interesting, I could not remember this for my life. You've got a whole bunch of musical stylings basically strewn together. You were just saying...
Punk, funk, jazz, blues, rock, soul, yeah.
So what is this about? I mean...
This is just our feeble attempt at encapsulating our sound, because we go back to the old school on influences like Sly Stone and James Brown is a lot of it, but we've also got more contemporary influences like Chili Peppers and Faith No More.
Fair enough.
It's just trying to cover all our bases, really, and anyone who's into any of those styles, come check us out, see if you like it.
I really like that. I can see one potential flaw there. I don't know if you've noticed this. People go into HMV looking for it. What genre are they going to look under? Because last time I was HMV, I didn't see that particular
top
genre.
Bestsellers.
Yeah, they'll just look in chart.
Yeah, we're working on our own genre. In the next 5 years, you'll see an HMV.
Yeah, there'll be a whole load of bands following us down the line when we come up with a decent name for this thing.
Yeah, we're working on that at the moment.
So, musically, who sort of inspired you to get into music?
Mike Patton.
Yeah, Mike Patton, Faith No More, definitely. When I started drumming, and it was mostly because of Iron Maiden, but...
Yeah.
Now I've...
A bit softer than Iron Maiden, it has to be said.
Yeah, I've softened off since then, but it's... Yeah, it's mostly 70s funk stuff, and...
Yeah.
Matt, you're
Prince,
more into rock
Parliament, yeah. Sly Stone, The Primal Scream, yeah. Used to like The Verve, thought they went a bit silly. funk, loads of funk stuff, On The One Funk, and... Rock and roll music, really.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Rather than acoustic.
Sorry, I should have introduced you, really. We've got Matt, Joe and Gav, all members of the band. This is one you should really start off with. And my first feeble mistake saying that was Kung Fu Zoom and it was Sure Enough. It wasn't, but I can assure you this is. Maybe I didn't. Guarantee you that was Kung Fu Zoom by Vibration White Finger. Getting very much yelled out for that one. So in the course of that song, not only did we have a fight over which football team to support purely because of the mentioning of their address, but also an interesting story about their surnames. But did you not want to talk about that? Or no,
we'll stay away from
that one then. Kung Fu Zoom, I was saying this before when I inappropriately titled the first track this, but I love the name of the track. Any particular reason why Kung Fu Zoom?
I watch a lot of Kung Fu movies. I'm into my martial arts, and just, you know, when it zooms in on someone's face and then they have to correct it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, writing songs is very much like that for us.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm not explaining that metaphor.
I had no idea that's where it was. That's brilliant.
I love this. The truth is coming out now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you're talking about the live element of your act.
Oh, we love it live. We have it.
Yeah, it's the most important aspect by such a long way. That's why the music that we put down on CDs isn't a tenth of the music that we make live.
Right. No, and everyone who we've spoken to, who've seen us live, will definitely account for that.
I mean, like we go so crazy live, and we just like rip it up. I mean, last time I wrang my t-shirt out after the gig and was just dripping sweat.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it's quite a show, sort of on the stage.
It's a big band as well. There's a lot of
seven of us in the band, like,
so not here today.
We should probably drop them a mention.
Yeah, Ben on the saxophone, Sean on the guitar.
Steve Sambalucas playing guitar with us. He's a local legend.
Occasional harmonica player. Alex, Tim. Tim, isn't it?
Yeah.
And don't forget Sean, of course.
Mel Mastercox.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about your website, where I found all this juicy information about yourself. Yeah. Go on, give it a plug.
mp3.com/VWF.
VWF. And I was actually, it's not the site I went to a different one. At the bottom, it actually promoted the fact you're going to be on BBC Radio Wales tonight. And it said, tune in, listen to us make a fool of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Which I thought was absolutely fantastic. Thanks for joining us, guys.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
A lot, yeah.
See you next Tuesday.